Aw, shoot. That was a lot louder than I was expecting. Hopefully they didn't wake anyone up. Oh. Hey. Pardon the intrusion. Man. I was really hoping everyone would be asleep, so this would be nice and easy. Allow me to explain myself. You see, I'm not just some random person trying to rob you of all your valuables. I guess you can say I'm not human. I think it'll be better if I just show you, instead of saying it. Promise not to freak out. Don't say I didn't warn you. You see these fangs, human? I don't think I need to spoon feed you. Here, just who this clumsy vampire happened to stumble upon on this lovely night. Unfortunately for you, you are still wide awake, which will make things a little difficult. I typically plan my endeavors during this time, since everyone is asleep. It makes this entire process go a lot smoother. Plus, you won't be awake to feel any pain, which makes me feel a bit better inside. What do I mean by pain? Oh, you adorable little thing. I'm gonna feed off of you, darling. Can't you see I'm incredibly hungry? If I was still 500 years old, I definitely wouldn't have had this much restraint right now. I'm much older and wiser now. In fact, you really should be bowing down to me. Don't do that. I'm just joking. Wait, you refuse to let me feed off of you? What? Look, I understand. It's late. You're probably super tired. This might be a bit scary to you, but if I don't feed, it's gonna be bad for me. And I don't think I have the body strength right now to move on to a different house and find someone asleep to feed off of. It's honestly a miracle I even got into your house. How about this? We can make a deal if that enlightens you. So, I didn't show you everything. Things aren't the only standout traits we have. We also have wings. What do you think? If you let me feed and replenish my energy, I'll take you for a ride. It can be to anywhere you want. I can take you to your dream destination. You would, but you're afraid of blood and injections, so you're too scared of the whole feeding thing. I will let you know that I have a way to make the process painless for you. So it might sound weird, but it's the truth. Direct contact with my mouth during feeding hours acts as an anesthesia for the whole body and prevents anxiety. So I could simply just do that so you don't feel a thing. But that's during feeding hours. Outside of those times, my mouth is just a plain old mouth. Nothing. Feeding hour isn't for a little bit, though. So, I guess we can just hang until then. So, what were you up to before I intruded in on you? You've been playing games all night? You see, I used to be quite the gamer. But nowadays, they just don't hit the same as they used to. I was a little late to the video game scene. I started off with the GameCube, which I still do enjoy playing today. Luigi's Mansion and Super Mario Sunshine are some amazing games. Then I got the Wii. That's when humans started experimenting more with the technology of games. I feel the games on that console are a bit 50-50. Some absolutely slap, while some really miss the mark. Then I got an Xbox, and I honestly haven't tried anything new since. Dude, you want to know how hard it was to get a Series X? It was a challenge even in our black market for non-humans. That damn elf boy scalped most of them, along with the PS5s. I want to talk about someone who's been on this planet for a long time. I'm not even a quarter of his age. Anyways, I should bring you back to my hidden hideout sometime. I've got a pretty impressive gaming setup that you'd like. I even have some cool retro stuff, like Pac-Man and Galaga machines. Perhaps another incentive to let me feed off of you. I see you're playing the new COD right now. Well, I guess we can't really say it's new. Selling a game for $70 that only consists of re-imported maps that are over 10 years old is criminal. At this point, every new COD is just the devs trying to decide which old content to copy and paste and advertise as new. Which, a little birdie told me that this new MW3 wasn't even supposed to be its own standalone game. It was supposed to be DLC for MW2, which is why the game is all of the original MW2 maps. But a new title means more money. Kinda silly how a game titled MW3 only consists of OG MW2 maps. Desperate times, desperate measures. Oh, it appears feeding hour has started. Don't be frightened. My eyes may look a little scary because they're glowing now, and my fangs are a little sharper now. I assure you, everything is okay. And I mean no harm to you. You're not having second thoughts, are you? I'm not convinced you feel comfortable. Let me feel your chest. Oh, you poor little thing. My darling. I told you there's nothing to fear. Remember when I told you about my mouth? It'll help calm you down. But the only way I can really apply the anesthesia effect onto you is through kissing. Again, it is my mouth we're talking about. Do I have your permission? Okay. Close your eyes now. I should probably do some other areas just to be safe. Show me your neck. Considering it's where I'm going to be biting into, kissing there beforehand should add some extra numbness. Sit still. Okay, almost done. Let me do one last spot. Okay, that should do the trick. You might be feeling a little drowsy right now. If the effect is strong, it's okay if you fall asleep. I'll do my best to make sure you're comfortable. I'm gonna begin now. Thank you. I feel a lot better now. How do you feel? You look super out of it right now. I think the mix of my kisses and the loss of blood might be making it hard for you to stay awake. Don't worry. I didn't take a whole lot of blood. I'm very careful to take a safe amount that won't be harmful to you. Like I said, it's just gonna make you a bit drowsy. You did really well. Thank you again. And don't think I forgot about our deal. I'm not so cruel that I wouldn't fulfill my end of the deal. You never did tell me about your dream destination. If you could choose anywhere, where would you want to visit? Is that so? I can get us there and back before sunrise. That is, unless you'd rather stay there for the day. What do you think? Want me to take you there? Consider it done. It's an honor doing business with you. But I believe I need to let you rest a bit longer. That anesthesia is really doing numbers on you. Close your eyes, dear. You can let yourself drift away. I'll still be here when you wake up. I promise. Now go to sleep. Go to sleep. Let these next 30 minutes be your nap time. When you awake, I'll take you flying to that special destination.